3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Look at someone and tell them, I'm a kingdom revolutionary. Jeremiah 51, in verse number 20, reads as follows. I'll take and apply, we apply this these verses to the church, or I'm going to stop calling us the church and call us the ecclesia. That's who we really are. We're not just a house, we're a nation. Amen? And words carry weight in the spirit realm. Amen? So we are the ecclesia. And today, God's fashioning a weapon of war, the ecclesia. Amen. Tell someone right now, you are God's weapon of war. He's not sending lightning bolts down from heaven, per se. He has a weapon here in the earth, and that will be his ecclesia. So Jeremiah 51, verse 20, it reads, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Okay, if we can read on and see all the things that God will destroy through his weapons of war. Tell someone, we are his instruments. That's why we must open our mouths. Our major weapon is the sword of the Spirit. Amen. And that sword happens to be the Word of God, which is just as powerful in your mouth as a child of God as it is in God's mouth. Let me say that again. The Word of God in your mouth is just as powerful as the Word of God coming out of his mouth. Amen. As we speak it. So it's very important that we speak the Word of God. This ecclesia, number one, is going to walk, and we are walking, in the spirit of revelation. Revelation. God is revealing things to the ecclesia. We're walking in revelation. We are clothed in his anointing. Amen. And we are empowered through holiness. Somebody say holiness.
Holiness.
Bet you hadn't heard that word in a long time, have you? If I was a bitten man. Holiness. Let me pause there for a moment because it's imperative. I want to encourage the people of God, but I don't want to encourage people in their sin.
Amen.
You know, it's not just a shotgun thing. You know, no, holiness is important. Much of the promises of God are contingent upon your lifestyle. God ain't going to bless no mess. Amen. I said, God's not going to bless mess. Now, you might go on, you know, free as a bird for a while. But after a while, you're going to find yourself snared. You're going to find the devil closing in on you. Amen. And you dance to the music, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay after a while. So don't be deceived. Amen. We don't condone lifestyles that are not biblical. People are calling sin today, you know, they're calling it issues. Well, I got an issue. I got a problem. I got this, that. No, it's sin. And see, the wages of sin is death. Period. Amen. Amen. The wages, the payment for sin is death. Amen. Separation eternally from God. And not only that, in this life, when death entered in through Eve and Adam, it brought sickness and disease and lack and poverty and everything dark and evil. So it's not just talking about the cessation of life one day when you leave this body. There are those under the curse of death right now, but they're still alive. Amen. Remember, the Lord told Adam, the day that you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. And that's exactly what happened. I said earlier that the word human is not in the Bible. Do you know we are not the offspring of Adam? Amen. Nobody in the back. No, we are indeed a new creation. Born by the blood of Jesus. See, the life is in the blood. This distinguishes us from Adam and from the angels. So one day somebody's going to get a hold of that and really begin to understand, wait a minute, what God did is a tremendous mystery. It is something that's way beyond natural thinking. Look for the word. There's a guy in the Bible, his name has human in it, but it's a funny name, but in the book, I think it's in the book of Ezra or Esther. It's in the book of Esther. But he was just a chamberlain. But the word human is not in the Bible. One day we'll look into that, what that means, human. It's a hybrid of a man. Uh-oh. Of the man that God wants us to be, or the creation, or the new creation. Let me go on. Okay, we're walking in revelation, we're clothed in anointing, and we're empowered through holiness. And we overcome by faith. See, you can have revelation, read the Bible, do different things, but your empowerment comes through a clean life. Amen. I'm talking about godly empowerment. There are people. There are people that are practicing. You know, when Tyler Price was here, she talked about the increase in witchcraft. Amen. Down through the years, and there are people dabbling in stuff, and getting a little bit of power, seeing a little stuff going on, and they think they're high and mighty. But for the saints of God, listen, you must walk in holiness. There's a separation. Amen. Otherwise, you become susceptible to things. You become exposed to some things. The devil can come in and start tormenting you if you're not living a clean life. If you got skeletons in your closet. Amen. If you slip and slide on the weekends, you know, don't let nobody, there ain't no saints around. You know, you in and out and you're doing all kinds of stuff. Fornication. When's the last time you heard that word? Fornication is still a sin. But you got so many, and this is for young people too. There's no Bible for old folk and then Bible for young folk. There's a guy on YouTube trying to make a Bible for old folk. Talking about, no, they get old. They need something. They need to live right. That's what they need. Tell me God can't keep you. Gonna go crazy. No, you already crazy. He's trying to change the Bible. Old people need another Bible. No, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the young people is good for the old people too. So listen, young people, especially some of you pretty girls. Don't be drawn away by these little jitterbugs. Promise you all this, all they want to do is get in the bed with you, or Tell them you're keeping yourself for God first and for your husband. And then let them know, y'all, you ain't the one. Come on, where you get your power from? Holiness. I'm not talking about legal. See, people try to say when you talk like this, they you're getting legalistic. No, this is Bible. This is what the Word of God says. That's our roadmap. That's our guide. That's what we have to go by. I know if you wrote the Bible, you'd have wrote it differently. But this is what the Word of God says. And that goes for grown folks too. Hooking up and... See, this is the type of stuff that'll set you free. Not trying to tickle your ears. Tell you everything all right. God gonna bless you. No, God gonna judge you. Why? Because your sin will find you out. And I'm telling you, the ark is getting close to its proper place. There's going to be in the New Testament church, Ananias and Sapphira. So I'm forewarning now. Don't get caught in that place dipping and dodging and chucking and jiving and playing around with God. Being one way in the church building among the saints and another way out in the world. Somebody shout holiness. My Bible tells me to be ye holy as I am holy. That's what the Lord said. For without which no man shall see the Lord. Is that right? Amen. So that's where our strength comes from. And we overcome by faith. We are charged with an awesome responsibility of enforcing the judgments that are written. You don't walk upright before God. I'm not saying that you have to be, you'll make mistakes. But that's different than living in sin. Sin means to miss the mark. And you have missed the mark, and you will miss the mark from time to time. But that's why you can repent. Amen. Quickly. And ask God to forgive you. And ask God to cleanse you. And get it right. And walk with Him. He's calling us to holiness. You see, when the Lord does return, He's going to, the brightness of His coming is going to destroy folk. He's not coming, you know, throwing lightning bolts and stuff. No, just who He is. When He appears, who he is going to destroy folk. Because their lives are whack. People talk about wanting more and more of God. Well, you better get right first.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit. Saturday, January 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.